Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Paul Frombly. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 52. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows around 27. That's your latest forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Paul Frombly for the Kansaland radio listening area.
It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
With record-breaking enrollment,
it's time to get the jump started here for this Class 2A Girls State Championship Basketball right here on your local sports authority, FM 103.9. KNZA Hiawatha. Thanks for taking some time this afternoon to tune in to your local high school sports authority as we cover the best of our area here at the state tournaments. We're in Dodge City, the United Wireless Arena for Class 2A Girls Championship Basketball. Earlier on our area networks today, we had Valley Heights. They finished fourth in this tournament. Also around the area up in Colby, it was the Centralia Panthers upending their opponents who placed third, South Gray, in their matchup. And the Axtell boys in 1A Division II in Great Bend, they finished third as they defeated Dighton earlier today as well. Have more games coming up here this afternoon into the evening, but you're hanging out with Jake and Boz. Seth back at the studios. And Boz, we've got a great matchup here today. One team will go home state champions here today.
Yes, championship Saturday, playing for a state title. I'm really excited to see what Riverside can do. This team's been playing really good basketball as of late. It's going to be a great matchup with Wichita the Independent. A little history with these two teams, but it doesn't even matter. It's a championship game. Anything can happen.
Riverside coming in at 23-2 overall, the fifth seed in this tournament. They will be the home team here today in this matchup, wearing their white on baby blue here this afternoon into the evening. Head coach Craig Burns in his second year of the Cyclone team, averaging 51 points a game, giving up just 31. Boz mentioned the history between Independence and Riverside. A season ago in the state tournament, the Cyclones knocked out the Independent Panthers 49-30 in the opening round of state a season ago, and they ended up losing in the state title game to Berean Academy 48-31. What's different from that last year to this year? Well, for Independent, they've got a phenomenal freshman by the name of Zoe Buckner Franklin, who averages 22 points a game for the Panthers. She had 23 last night in the semifinal win against Pitt Colgan, where they defeated the Panthers 48-40 in that matchup, and also took out three seed Hillsboro in the opening round by 3. What's different for Riverside? Well, only one player gone from a season ago, which means others needed to step up. They defeated, in this state run, Hoxie 43-38 in the opening round, and then Valley Heights in the semifinals yesterday, 53-45. The big difference here this season, Boz, with this Riverside team is experience. They've established that understanding of the state tournament field, and they have everything in front of them right now.
Yeah, we've talked about Riverside and just the keys to their success, and everybody knows, everybody talks about Taylor Weiser. Fantastic 6'3 senior that puts a lot of points on the board for Riverside, but really the key to this state tournament for them is the guard play. If teams defend Weiser inside, if they collapse on them and Weiser's able to kick it out to the perimeter, can those guards step up and knock down shots? That was the big question, and they did last night. Guard stepped up big. Ella Whistler had a fantastic first half. Got the Cyclones off and running in that ball game last night.
Whistler had 12 points in the game, 10 in the first half, to help Riverside get their big lead against Valley Heights. And they sustained that through the fourth quarter to win that ball game in the semifinal. Well, Weiser, she's going to get hers, Boz. She averages a double-double, 22-10, and she's averaged a double-double here in the state tournament. But it's going to be the guard play, as you mentioned. Hallie Studer, a 5'4" senior. Abby O'Grady, a 5'4" senior. The only other seniors aside from Taylor Weiser, and it's going to be those girls that trio right there to lead this team if they want to hoist the first tournament championship trophy in Riverside.
Yeah, Studer's made some big threes. Abby O'Grady stepped up and knocked some big threes down in their opening round. Nyla Duncan, another guard, a point guard, handles the majority of the ball handling duties for this team. The guards just, they've got to step up big and have good games. Because as you said, Taylor's going to get hers, and teams are going to game plan and prep a way to take her out of the game. So it's going to fall on somebody else. Who's going to step up and make those plays tonight for the Cyclones?
Nyla Duncan, another one that has been really good in this tournament, handling the pressure, being able to facilitate the offense. She stands at only 5'2".
Yeah.
But what we've seen from her is ball security and ball control. When teams like to put pressure on, this independent team is going to do just that.
Yeah, Wichita Independent, they're going to get after you defensively. They're going to try to force you into some situations that you're not comfortable in, full court pressure, those sort of things. But I got a lot of confidence, and I think Coach Burns has confidence in Nyla Duncan as well. She is not terribly fast with the dribble, but she just uses her body well. She protects the ball. She makes good decisions. She's able to facilitate the offense and just make the easy passes.
The second ever meeting between Independent from Wichita and the Riverside Cyclones is about to get underway here in just a little bit. We had a chance to talk with Coach Craig Burns, second-year head man with the Riverside Cyclones. I sat down with him. We'll hear from him next after this three-minute timeout. Three-minute timeout, then the interview with Coach Burns, and we're back here with starters and tip-off. 2A State Girls Basketball is on your local sports authority, FM 103.9, KNZA, Hiawatha.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field-tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at MCON Underground.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days. All customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Kansaland Radio.
Hey, good afternoon, Kansaland. Jake Spalding here at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City. It's about time for tip-off of the 2A girls state title game
Riverside once again here in this title game. Talking now with head coach Craig Burns of the Cyclones. Coach, congratulations on getting back here again 2 years in a row. What's it taking out of your girls right now to get back to this point?
They extreme focus. You know, the girls, like I talked to yesterday, they don't get too high and they don't get too low. You know, and we just take one game at a time, and they did it. We told them that, hey, you're going to have to be better than last year to get back where you got last year.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, here we are. So
taking down a Hoxie team, taking down a Valley Heights team. Now you've got Wichita Independent here tonight. And this is a rematch of last year in the state tournament. You guys defeat the Panthers 49-30 in that game. What's the mindset heading into a rematch here, this time for a state title?
Yeah, man, they was tough last year, and they're going to be tough this year. And it's going to be a tough game. They are really, really skilled. The guard is really skilled. You know, I told my team, hey, Kyrie Irving out there, you know, she was cutting up St. Mary's of Colgan, so we just got to load up and see what we can do to try to stop her.
Yesterday it was Ella Whistler that really stepped up for your team. Taylor, of course, but Hallie Studer played phenomenal defense against the guard. What's it going to take tonight for you guys to get that win? Is guard play going to be one of the high points for tonight?
Yeah, we just need somebody to step up. It might be Ella to step up again, because they might try to put 21 in the middle and sag off to help out on Taylor. So she's going to have to be confident and knock them down. We tell all our people, all our players, like, Taylor's going to need help. So everybody else is going to step up, be confident, and let it go.
Talking about head coach Craig Burns. Coach, I'll get this last one, and then we'll get you back in ready for this state title game. What would it mean for this program, this community, and even for you personally, to get this win here today to bring home the first state title in school history?
Well, for me personally, it's kind of solidified what I kind of knew a long time ago, but I just never did go into the coaching field. I've always wanted to do this, and I kept wondering, could I accomplish something like this when I went into the field? So it will do that for me, and then for the players, man. I mean, especially, you know, Hallie and Taylor and Abby, the three seniors, they've been playing so long, and they didn't have too much success, but the other coach, Tim Stillman, he brought them along, and then when he resigned, I came in. Had something to work with, and we went to work, and we made it to the state finals 2 years. So it'll be great for them. And then the community, man, that's 354 miles, and we have a boatload of fans that are down here, which took the time off to come and support us. So it'd be great for the community, bringing Elwood and Walthina even closer together since they consolidated, and that's what we want to do.
Coach Craig Burns of the Riverside Cyclones. Coach, good luck today. We'll talk to you post-game, hopefully hoisting a state title.
Hey, appreciate what you do for Northeast Kansas, and may God bless, buddy.
All right, Craig Burns. Now we got our pregame timeout. Tip-off starters coming up next here on 103.9 KNZ.
For more than five decades, Engelman Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engelman Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state.
Greenbelt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Greenbelt Insurance. Online at greenbeltinsurance.com and Facebook.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Needing a custom shirt design and wanting to shop local? Then be sure to contact Annie Jensen with Dreamy Designs. We offer embroidery and screen printing for businesses, schools, or individual orders. Be sure to stop in and see us to see how we can help you with your custom design. Dreamy Designs is located at 311 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. You can also give us a call at 785-850-0024. Thank you, Riverside, for your continued support of our business, and best of luck to the Lady Cyclones.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
Well, you'll be hearing from Brandon Tadman here in just a little bit, but until then, you're stuck with Jake and Boz here in Dodge City as it's state title time in 2A here on the girls' side of the bracket at the United Wireless Arena. We are live here in Dodge City, a phenomenal atmosphere, a great group of fans from Doniphan County and more coming down, making the, what did Coach Burns say, 540-mile trip down here to Dodge City. Well, I tried to stop that basketball, Boz, but unable to do so.
We're going to get there for that one.
Yeah, I'm a little bit short for that. Anyway, we've got a great matchup here. Wichita, the Independent, they are coming into this matchup 21-3, and they lost to this Riverside Cyclone team a year ago in the state tournament. And this Riverside team now 23-2, and really just should be a phenomenal game. It's going to be a battle of Taylor Weiser against this defense from Independent. Independent held an amazing forward from Pittsburgh Colgan down in check yesterday in the semifinal. They know they got to do that again to shut down this Riverside team, but I feel like this Cyclone group, they are on a mission right now.
Yeah, Riverside's playing with a lot of confidence. Everything's kind of clicking for them. Not to mean that they don't have struggles throughout the course of the game, but their confidence level is so high right now. Talked about turnovers kind of being a key in this game. Riverside's prone to being a little lazy with the ball, turning it over, but last couple games they've done a fantastic job of taking care of the ball.
Take a pregame timeout for the national anthem, and we'll be back here in a couple minutes with Riverside Independent, the 2A Girls State Championship game about to get underway live from Dodge City here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers State Bank in Wasina has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.ffbwasina.com. Farmers State Bank in Wasina, member FDIC.
Grant's Repair is your stop for AmSoil products, synthetic oils, and Interstate batteries. Also specializing in John Deere tractor repair, minor automotive, and air conditioning service. They now have a full supply of Liberty Gun Safes. Grants Repair on Highway 36, West Wathena.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Riverbend Ag Services, locally owned and operated in Wathena, Kansas, a leader in innovation and tailored agronomy solutions. They specialize in custom applied and direct fertilizer, anhydrous, crop protection, and consulting. Contact Riverbend Ag Services of Wathena.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Are you overdue for a car cleaning? Then stop by the Washina Car Wash, where they have both automatic and self-serve car wash options. And if the inside of your car needs cleaning, they have vacuums available too. And if you're hungry, check out the vending machines. The Washina Car Wash in Wathena, Kansas.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and bergs, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is a proud sponsor of Kansas State High School basketball coverage. The 2024 Private Treaty Bull Sale is going on now. Call or text Bruce for details, 785-845-5272.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. we've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field-tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor high-quality seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
Hansaland Radio.
Oh, yeah, we're ready for some big basketball here in United Wireless Arena. Dodge City, the site for this Class 2A Girls Championship matchup. Riverside, the Cyclones, coming out of the Big 7 League, averaging 51 points a game, giving up just 31. Coached by Craig Burns in his second year, the only losses for this Cyclone team came to Big 7 League rival Nemaha Central both times this season. For Wichita, the Independent, they're 21-3, the sixth seed in this tournament. They're coached by E.J. Garnes. They average 54 points a game, giving up just 31, and their three losses, two of them coming from schools in Oklahoma before this tournament here today. Both teams riding Wichita Independent riding a double-digit win streak. Now Riverside has an eight-game winning streak heading into this contest. Fozzie, we've done a really good job, I feel like, setting the stage here in our Kansas Westland University pregame show online at kwu.edu. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I can't wait. Let's go.
What are your keys for the Cyclones in this ball game for success here today?
I think a big key for Riverside is to take care of the ball. Limit the turnovers. You don't want to give the Independent any more extra possessions. I think they're going to have to find a way to get Taylor Weiser involved early, which is always going to be the focus, get the star player the ball. But if she can have success early on, I think that's going to open up, because the defense is going to have to collapse on her. That's going to open up the perimeter for some inside-out games. And then if the guards can step up and knock shots down from the perimeter, that's going to be the difference.
Wichita, the Independent, the visitors, they're in their road black on black with blue numerals and letters trimmed in white. Quincy Galbert, a 5'7 sophomore, will start a guard wearing number 13. Zoe Buckner-Frank, with 5'7 freshman, averaging 22 points a game, wears number 15. 6'2 sophomore down low, Deanna Holmes, averages 7.7 boards. 5'8 freshman, Kasiah Allen, wears number 22. And a 6-foot senior, Steffi Safi Salumu, a 6-foot senior, averaging 11.10 boards. She wears number 30. And for your Cyclones, a 5'4" senior, averaging 6 points, 5 assists a game, it's Hallie Studer wearing number 0. Abby O'Grady is a 5'4" senior, averaging 7 points a game, she wears number 2. A 6'3" senior, Taylor Weiser, 22 points, 10 boards a game, wears number 20. Ella Whitford, a 5'9" sophomore, wears 21. And 5'2" sophomore guard, Nyla Duncan, wears number 22. There's a whistle from our head official. The jump is won by the Cyclones, and they move left to right in their home white-on-white uniforms with the baby blue numerals and letters trimmed in black. It's Whistler in the right corner right now. Guarded tightly man-to-man defense here by the Independent. O'Grady out around the perimeter now. Will swing it to Nyla Duncan as Riverside will reset offense here. Allie Studer on the left wing. Man-to-man defense, as mentioned, for the Independent. Here's Weiser extended to the free throw line. Now swings it left wing to O'Grady. Back to Studer between the circles. Holds up one finger and resets offense.
A really good offensive possession to start this game. An entry pass and a foul. No foul call. Weiser hit the deck hard.
High entry pass from Duncan to Weiser with a great pass. And Weiser got knocked to the ground. And we're 35 seconds in and no whistle there. Turnover on the Cyclones. They're first.
That was actually a really good offensive possession, though, to start the game. They executed offense. I think they got exactly what they wanted on the lob entry pass to Weiser.
Here's Salumu. Kicks in the corner. Head faking on a three was Galbert. Now right wing it goes. Head faking on a three. Left-handed dribble to southpaw. That's Buckner Franklin, the freshman. Down low it goes. A tie-up here by Nyla Duncan. Great defense up against Dina Holmes. Down low. That's 5'2" pause. Guarding 6'2" on the block.
Great backside help from Nyla Duncan. She was oversized in there, but it didn't matter. The big post brought the ball down low. Nyla was able to get a hand on it and force the side ball.
Alternate possession keeps it here with the Panthers. Checking it in will be Steffi Safi Salumu. Salumu gets it in. The freshman Zoe Buckner-Franklin. Down low it goes. Holmes, turnaround Jay. No rebound cleared here by Whistler. Nyla Duncan quickly up the floor, finds Studer on the right wing. Down low to Weiser on the right block, driving baseline. Kicks in the corner and throws it too strong out of play. It'll be the second turnover here on the Cyclones early on.
Yeah, two possessions, two turnovers. Not exactly the start you want, but I like Taylor Weiser being aggressive in the post.
There's one thing to watch for. Riverside has won both these state games, but 29 turnovers in the opening round against Hoxie, 21 yesterday against Valley Heights. Got to clean that up here in a state title game. Driving to the left elbow is Kasiah Allen. Her shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Abby O'Grady, one of the three seniors on this roster for the Cyclones. Studer on the right wing. Whistler, top of the key. Swings it left corner now to Abby O'Grady. Now back to the top and Weiser. Wide open on the right wing is Nyla Duncan, who doesn't look to shoot. Has it holding it above her head. Now finds Whistler on the baseline. Duncan, this time she'll fire a three. That's good. How much of Nyla Duncan? No field goals yesterday, but six free throws, and it's now 3-0 Riverside, 2 minutes in.
Well, we told you how important the Riverside guards are going to be offensively. Can they knock down those shots consistently? Nyla Duncan stepped into that one with confidence.
Buckner Franklin with a left-handed dribble gives it off to Quincy Albert, and then a travel here right in front of us, the first turnover on Independence. 5:52 to go here in this first quarter. It's 3-0 Cyclones on a three-pointer from sophomore guard Nyla Duncan. Cyclones with the basketball, right-handed dribble across the timeline, moving left to right. Hallie Studer breaks the timeline, gives it to the right wing, Nyla Duncan. Nice fine down low to Weiser at the block. She fronts the basket, now kicks it off to Whistler, and she's fouled as Ella on the right block. It'll be the first personal first team on either side. This one is going to go against Steffi Safi Salumu.
You know, sometimes people might look at this and say, okay, the ball's gone inside it several times to Taylor Weiser, and it has, and she hasn't done anything with it, but what she's done, she's not in a hurry. She's not impatient in the post. She's finding her teammates. They're open. She's going to find some post entries where she can make some plays and score.
Shot blocked by Independent on an attempt from Duncan. Now Bobcats, check that, Panthers on the move. Driving baseline is Salumu. Her shot too strong. Rebound ripped down by Ella Whistler. Here come the Cyclones. Right wing, it's Duncan. Nyla shakes her head at Weiser, says, I don't have an angle. I'm not going to throw it down to you. 5 second count getting close here, and Duncan able to find Shooter, and Shooter's fouled here. Zoe Buckner Franklin, the 5'7" freshman phenom for Independent, picks up her first personal foul, team's second.
That was a great job by Hallie Studer coming to the pass. If she just would have sat there and waited for the ball to get to her, that would have been a steal, probably an easy layup for the Independents.
Whistler to trigger it in from the left sideline. Gets it into Weiser. Taylor outside, now to Studer. Now Whistler between the ring. Entry pass down low to Taylor Weiser. One power dribble at the defense. Shot missed. Rebound. She's fouled and hits the deck hard. Taylor Weiser is earning every second on this floor right now, and that's quickly the second personal foul on Salumu, the 6 foot senior forward for the Independents.
Yeah, Taylor's. It's a tough matchup in there. She's 6'3", Salumu's 6 foot. 6 foot. So it's not like Taylor has a huge size advantage, and that time she missed the first one, but she stayed with it, got the offensive rebound, and drew the foul.
Cyclones with possession, entry pass down low. Weiser, easy pocket for Taylor. Off the windows on the left block. It's 5-0 Cyclones, 4:40 to go in the first.
Great start for Riverside. Very efficient on the offensive side of things. They're looking for what they want, getting the ball inside.
Salumu goes out, bringing in Chelsea Del Muro, a freshman for the Independent. Here's a 15-footer missed by Buckner Franklin, and a foul will be called here underneath the basket. I believe it was on a shot attempt from the offensive rebound. It'll be the first team foul and first personal on Abby O'Grady. Going to send newly checked in Chelsea Del Muro to the line for two. First toss from Del Muro is in there. Gets the lid off the basket for the Independents. 4:28 to go here, opening quarter, 5-1 Riverside. The second toss is good as well, so it's 5-2 Cyclones. Quickly up the floor, here comes Riverside moving left to right. Nyla Duncan on the right wing, entry pass down low. Weiser, easy catch, easy lay-in, and no contact pause. That one spun out of there. Shot was affected by the defense.
Boy, all more often than not, Taylor's going to knock down that layup. I know she'd want that one back, but great entry pass from Nyla Duncan.
Del Muro shot off the mark, rebound by Weiser. Again, she's averaging a double-double. She squares up for a three straight away. Count it! Hits the front iron and spins home. Taylor Weiser now with five.
Boy, Taylor's showing some range. She can do it in the paint. Everybody knows that, but that time she stepped out 20 feet away, knocks down the three.
The future mule for Central Missouri for Riverside. Now down low it goes. This is Zoe Buckner. Franklin trying to back down her defender. Kicks it out. Galbert a three. That's Quincy Galbert, a sophomore. And you're going to hear me say a lot of freshmen and sophomore. Just one senior, one junior on this independent roster. Here's a battle down low. Deflection out of bounds. It'll say Riverside basketball. Cyclones up 8-5. Talking about next level stuff as well. Hallie Studer going to go play softball at Missouri State next season as well. So reset your lineups here. It's Weiser, Whistler, O'Grady, Duncan, and Studer, the starting five for the Cyclones. Studer triggers it into Taylor, top of the key. Now gives it off to Whistler on the left side. A pass deflected, turnover on the Cyclones. Run out opportunity here for Buckner. Franklin elevates, no, rebound fought for, and Whistler comes away with it. You're not seeing Independent really pressure the basketball in the front court. Here's Taylor Weiser going coast to coast. Shot rejected by Dina Holmes, a 6'2 sophomore, bodying up against her. Quickly up the floor. A lot of contact hitting the deck. Three on the way by Galbert is good, and we're tied at eight.
Well, Galbert, somebody you don't want to leave open on the perimeter. She's got a couple threes here, or just in the, excuse me, in this ballgame.
2:45 to go in the first quarter, our first tie of the game. Riverside has never trailed. Here's Duncan, elevating from 15. How about you, Nyla Duncan? She's got five, tying her with Taylor Weiser for the Riverside 10. Franklin with a left-handed dribble gets a screen top of the key from Kasiah Allen. Now right wing to Galbert. She's got two threes in the game so far for Independent. Now Del Muro guarded by Whistler. Still man-to-man here for the Cyclones. Franklin gets it back between the rings. He'll reset offense. 2:10 to go in the first. Trinity Jackson waits to check in on the next dead ball for Riverside. Swinging it around the horn. Here's Galbert. Straight away three off the mark. Rebound ripped down by Taylor Weiser. Here come the Cyclones looking to push. Studer across the timeline with a right-handed dribble. Now she slows things down. Duncan on the left wing. Whistler at the left elbow. Kicks it out right wing. Weiser head fakes on a three, looking to drive baseline. A lot of contact again. This time they call the foul. And Taylor Weiser will go to the line to shoot two.
I like Taylor being real aggressive. When she comes out on the perimeter, that's a tough guard for Deanna Holmes. Moving her away from the paint where she's better at defending on the block. That stretch her out 19 feet away from the basket. It's a little tougher guard for her.
Foul on Kasiah Allen, her first. Weiser's first free throw rattles home. Not just a 57% foul shooter as Trinity Jackson checks in for Ella Whistler for the Cyclones as they regain the lead by three as again. But Weiser, just a 57% foul shooter, makes the first, has one more here. Second toss is true. Well, that percentage is going up now, Big Dog.
Yep, keep knocking them down.
Buck 45 left in this first quarter. It's 12-8 Cyclones. I've never trailed in this game. Largest lead of the game has been five. Here's Franklin with a left-handed dribble. Gets the screen. Studer doing great. Defense on her. Gets it to the right corner. Kasiah Allen, three on the way. Too strong. Great box off backside by Abby O'Grady to get the rebound.
Yeah, Abby O'Grady sealing off the backside. Great box out.
Trinity Jackson entries down low to Weiser. Her shot blocked and saved in by Weiser, but it's in the hand of the Panthers. But quickly up the floor, Kasiah Allen, right lane line drive, missed shot, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line for two. What you're seeing early here, Boz, is that this battle down low is going to be an impressive one that we're going to see all game long with Dina Holmes and Taylor Weiser.
Yeah, the two are just going to go at each other all night long, and a couple things that have happened. We've had some block shots and some runouts from Independent.
First free throw is good from Kasiah Allen. And they put that on number 14. There is no 14 for Riverside. Assuming they meant four, which would be Trinity Jackson. We'll check on that. Second free throw from Allen is good as well. So it's 12-10 now. Full court pressure being applied here by the Independent. Broken. Nicely done there by Nyla Duncan. Now Studer, right at the baseline, as she's fouled by Marissa Malcolm, a 5'8", the only junior on this team. Again, just one senior, one junior, the rest sophomore freshman for this Panthers team in a state title game.
Yeah, good heads-up play by Hallie Studer. Riverside able to break the 2-2-1 full-court press, and when they got the ball over the top to Hallie Studer, it was kind of a one-on-one situation. She just went strong to the rim. That's the fifth foul on the Independent, so Studer's going to shoot a couple free throws. First toss is true. Hallie's first point of the night. 58 seconds to go here, quarter number one. It's 13-10 Cyclones. Second toss from Hallie is short. Rebound tapped around, and Studer comes away with it. Offensive rebound, second chance opportunity. Now Duncan on the right wing. No Taylor Weiser in the game. Down Carmen Baldwin checks in to replace her. Here's O'Grady to the right wing. Duncan, Studer, Jackson, Baldwin in the game right now for the Cyclones. Right wing, Duncan. Gets a screen from Jackson. Dribbles it to the left wing. Hands it off to Studer, who will dribble it back to the right. And on the reset, 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hitting the deck was the Independent player of Zoe Bucker Franklin, and it's deflected off of the Independent, and it'll stay Riverside basketball. And Franklin kind of tripped on her own feet there, hit the deck, and Nia Duncan said, all right, I'm going to go ahead and shoot. Didn't hit anything, but fortunately it went off the Independent, so Riverside got a baseline out of bounds here.
Studer to trigger it in, finds Duncan on the left wing, and they're going to call a travel there on Duncan. And that's happened to Nyla a few times in her young career. She kind of gets that excitement. She's very quick with her feet.
Yeah, she knows what she wants to do. Sometimes your feet are moving just ahead of your mind a little bit.
13-10, Cyclones up by three. 15 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Franklin, guarded by Studer, pulls back at the free throw line. That jumper, no good. A battle for the rebound down low, and it's flipped away by Carmen Baldwin. 5 seconds to go. Abby O'Grady into the corner to Studer. She'll look to drive baseline. Chucks up a three, too strong. We've reached the end of the first quarter. Riverside leading the Independent 13-10. Second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer, too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Jacob Barnes hanging out with you in United Wireless Arena, Dodge City. Second quarter of action about to get underway here. Riverside and the Independent. Seth Tollefson producing this thing back at the Kansaland Studios, doing a great job as always. As we get ready to head to the second quarter, we got a stoppage on the floor due to a substitution issue. They will get this resolved. Current score, Riverside 13, Independent 10. For the Cyclones on the floor, I'm going to reset your lineup, but there's too much confusion right now on who's going to be on the floor. Looks like we got to resolve now. So it'll be Trinity Jackson, Ella, or Hallie Studer, Nyla Duncan, Abby O'Grady, and Taylor Weiser in the game for Riverside. Up by three with the basketball, moving left to right. Jackson to trigger it in and gets it into O'Grady, and a foul will be called here on the Independent Quincy Galbert. That's her first. She went through the back, and Nyla Duncan very frustrated right now because that was a near turnover on the Cyclones. Turnovers in this game, they got four already in this first half. Jackson to trigger it in again. This one goes into O'Grady. She's in the front court, gives it off to Duncan. Cyclones again moving left to right across your radio dial. Jackson, the right-handed dribble between the circles, kicks it to Duncan on the right wing. Deeper into the corner it goes. Now the Studer and wide open down low is Abby O'Grady. A lot of body contact. The shot was deflected out of bounds off of Independent. It'll stay Cyclone basketball. Ella Whistler checks back in to replace Abby O'Grady. O'Grady has yet to score in this game, Boz, but we've known all too well the shots will be coming.
Oh, yeah. She can get hot. There's no doubt about it. If she's open on the perimeter, got a little space, she can knock down some threes.
Another entry pass deflected in Riverside right now. 18 seconds have gone by in the second quarter, struggling to get the ball in against this pressure by Independent. They do so here to Suter. Goes to the left corner to Nyla Duncan. Now out to Taylor Weiser. Weiser to the free throw line. Whistler, right wing, three on the way. No. Rebound ripped down here by the freshman Zoe Buckner. Franklin into the middle of the lane. Franklin to the rack. Shot missed. Rebound backside. Nyla Duncan. Duncan controls the basketball up the court to Taylor Weiser. Good thing Weiser 6'3", Bob, because that one was going to the first row.
Yeah, it was sailing pretty high. Taylor had to jump up and grab that one.
Left wing to O'Grady. Now top of the key to Nyla Duncan. Nyla will reset offense. She says, come over here. I need some help. Gets it off to Studer. Hallie looking to drive. Cannot. Cut off there. Now gets it off. Left lane line drive here. Weiser spins in the lane. Off the window. No, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two. What a power move there from the senior forward for Riverside.
Well, I like that move from Taylor. A couple hard dribbles one direction. Spins back the other way. Got the defense out of position. And if she keeps attacking like this, we're going to see some fouls start to stack up on the Independent bigs.
Weiser to the line to shoot a couple. First one is good. Taylor now with eight in the game. Second toss. In and out. Rebound ripped down by Dina Holmes for the Independent. It's 14-10. Cyclones have never trailed, led by as many as five, up by four right now on the defensive end. Still man-to-man defense for the Cyclones. Into the corner it comes. Josiah Allen will dribble with the right hand across the left wing right in front of us. Now outside, Franklin head fakes on a three, kicks it near side, short corner to Del Muro. Her shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Studer. I feel like Riverside's done a great job on the glass so far.
Yeah, they have. They're out-rebounding River or the Independent 12-6.
Inside,
in
Taylor Weiser, aggressive left lane line drive, banks it home, and Taylor now, Boz, she's got 10 in the game.
Yeah, another good move, just a strong, aggressive move. That time, used a little step through to get space and finish at the rim.
Largest lead of the game now for the Cyclones at 16-10. Franklin, low crossover, right block, shot missed, and then, man, could have been called for a foul there. She went for her own rebound, and she looks gassed right now. Quickly up the floor, here come those Cyclones. Studer. DeWeiser, aggressive to the rack, shot missed. Rebound ripped down by the Independent, Quincy Galbert, and they'll slow things down. Galbert off to Kasiah Allen, loses the handle on it. Trinity Jackson's got it for the Cyclones, turnover on the Independent. Jackson across the timeline now. Weiser outside to Trinity, she drives in the lane, kicks it out to Duncan. Left wing three for Nyla, Hallow Couch at 22. Nyla Duncan, her second triple. She's got eight, and the Cyclones' Boz lead by nine.
If that three-pointer was set up by Trinity Jackson, she did a fantastic job. Strong dribble drive to the center of the paint, drew the help side, and then kicked out to Nyla for the wide-open three.
The Cyclone faithful come to their feet, asking for some defense here. Here's Franklin with a left-handed dribble, kicks it short corner. That's Galbert, three on the way. That's good. She's got three threes in this game now for the Independent.
Well, the Panthers needed that, kind of stopped the bleeding a little bit.
19-13. Down low it goes to Weiser. She throws it, and Nyla Duncan able to save it into the front court. Great job by Nyla Duncan to keep it alive. Now Weiser straight away. That's an 18-footer. No. Rebound ripped down by the Independent. Here come the Panthers quickly in the front court. It's Kasiah Allen. She'll step into a three. No. Rebound off of Ella Whistler out of play. It'll stay with the Panthers. Catch our breath, huh?
Yeah. Up and down the court.
4:31 to go. Checking in for the first time, Ebony Alvarez, as she replaces Holly Studer.
You know, one thing the Independent is doing that's going to potentially cause Riverside some trouble, they've got the ball at the top of the key or just shaded one side or the other. They're looking inside for Dina Holmes, and it puts some pressure on the corner defender. They're having to sag all the way into the paint for help side defense. That allows that diagonal skip to the corner.
We got a timeout on the floor. The Independent, they got nothing going offensively. The Cyclones faithful come to their feet. 19-13 Riverside, 4:18 to go here in half number one. We're back in 30 seconds on 103.9 FM KNZA, Hiawatha.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
KNZA.
Out of the timeout by the Wichita Independent Panthers, it's Panther basketball, 19-13, Riverside with a six-point lead, 4:18 to go here in the first half. Jake and Boz hanging out with you courtside, United Wireless Arena side for this 2A Federal State Championship basketball, and a turnover out of the timeout by the Independent. Iva Duncan crosses the timeline with a right-handed dribble, gets a screen from Weiser, kicks in the corner, Whistler, she'll fire a three, that's deflected and short. Rebound ripped down by the Independent. Here come the Panthers in transition. Joey Buckner-Franklin attacks the rack. Layup is good. Her first basket of the game.
Franklin is pretty smooth as a ball handler and finisher. She's been able to get to the rim a couple times, and she can sure finish.
As a freshman,
yeah.
My goodness, she is impressive. Battle down low right now between Weiser and Holmes. Weiser trying to get some post position. Gets the basketball here on the left block. Kicks it out. Duncan head fakes on a three. Elevation from eight. That one's too strong. Rebound backside for the Panthers. 19-15. Riverside's lead trimmed down to four now. 3:20 to go here in this first half. Kicked in the corner. Del Muro outside. Three on the way by Salmon. That's no good. Rebound Whistler for the Cyclones. Coach Burns wants to take a timeout. His girls are gassed right now. 3:11 to go in the opening half. Highland Community College halftime report coming up shortly. Our timeouts are presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Your perfect timeout snack. What's your favorite flavor? Be like Boz. Get yourself some cheddar, some jalapeno, and then mix them together in a bowl.
Okay.
Enjoy that at 3:11 to go until the halftime break. 19-15, Riverside back in 30 seconds.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at MCON Underground.
KNZA.
Out of the Coach Burns timeout, Riverside with the basketball up 19-15. Let's reset your lineups. Ella Whistler, Hallie Studer, Nyla Duncan, Taylor Weiser, and Abby O'Grady in the game for the Cyclones, moving left to right in their home white-on-white with baby blue numerals and lettering trimmed in black. 19-15 the score. O'Grady, her pass taken away by the Panthers, and they're looking to push back into the game. Steffi Safi Salumu, she's got two fouls, looking to drive here on Duncan. Kicks it to the top of the key. It's Franklin, squares up for three from the right wing, in and out and back through.
Yeah, you can't give Franklin much space. Beautiful shot, little lefty, knocked down a couple big ones here.
19-18, how about Taylor Weiser? You got to find her, and Duncan does that. How about the post entry from Nyla Duncan?
Yeah, they're doing a nice job of feeding the post, making the right pass at the right time.
21-18, now Cyclones lead by three. Here's Franklin in the corner, gets a screen from Salumu. Now dribbles to the right hand, does the lefty. Right wing it goes, Del Muro, top of the key, Salmon. Now right in front of us on the left wing, it's Franklin. Looking to drive in the lane, kicks into the corner. Nice pass underneath the basket, and one. They're going to call the count the basket and the foul. Dina Holmes banks it home. Wow.
Ella Whistler was talking with Coach Burns there, and she kind of got stuck on the backside. Franklin was able to drive the paint. That's always a tough spot to drive the nail, we call it, right in the center of the paint. Ella Whistler had to come over, help side. That left Holmes on the backside wide open.
Game that was as large of a lead of nine for Riverside. Now tied at 21. Down low, Weiser at the rack. Shot missed. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Riverside. No. It'll go to Independent, and they have an opportunity now to have their first lead of the ball game with the basket. Riverside, when they feel like they need a shot, they're going down low to Taylor Weiser, and Independent just is having two, sometimes three girls crash in on her.
Well, it's a little different situation for Taylor when she's trying to shoot over a 6-foot girl as well as a 6'2". That's a little different than what she's seen with height that matches her own.
Franklin down low to Holmes. Whistler guarding her. Holmes back in her way down. And shot missed. Duncan. Great hustle by Nyla, but she stepped out of bounds before she touched that basketball. She dove out of bounds, threw it off of the independent. But unfortunately, they're going to say that was off Riverside. So it'll be independent basketball. Into the corner it comes. Buckner Franklin, left short corner in front of us. Shooter doing a great job defensively on her. Salumu, top of the key, dribbles between the legs. Left lane line attack. Up and under move. No. Rebound ripped down. Taylor Weiser. Two really good defensive stops. Hallie Studer and Taylor Weiser. Studer, corner three on the way. They need it. Cannot get it. Rebound ripped down by Dina Holmes. And here comes Independent. Once again, opportunity to take the lead for the first time today. Zoe Buckner-Franklin with the left-handed dribble gives it off to Quincy Galbert. Galbert to the right wing. It's Franklin. Gets a screen. Kicks into the near corner. Three on the way by Stellman is no good. And a push-off that they didn't get called. And how about Javi O'Grady digging in? Salumu got the rebound. Tied up by O'Grady. Possession stays with Riverside. But watch Salumu whenever the shot goes up. Already with 2 fouls in this game. Could have easily picked up the third right there. And smartly, Coach E.J. Garnes gets Salumu out of this game. The back end will be Chelsea Del Muro. Jerking it in will be Selman. Wide open, Franklin layup, and the Independent has their first lead. Franklin, she cut to the perimeter. Hallie Studer followed her out there, and then a quick backdoor cut found Franklin wide open. 23-21, the lead. Here's Weiser. Turnaround, no, but her shot will be with a foul, and she'll go to the stripe to shoot a pair. And that was just, we need a bucket now.
Yeah.
Nyla Duncan crosses the timeline and beats the rock to 2-0.
Well, Taylor's doing a good job of getting really deep post position. As soon as the ball gets across half court, if your defense isn't going to push you off the block, then sit down as low as you can.
Misses the first free throw, does Taylor. He's got 12 in the game. 44 seconds, all that remains here in half number one. Independent with a 23-21 lead. Second free throw, that's missed as well. Great free throw shooting to begin the game, and now the Cyclones kind of struggling down here in the stretch. Franklin, left lane line drive, throws up a wild shot. But she's got a spring in her step, Boz, where she's able to just take off.
Well,
she split defenders.
She's got a really nice hesitation dribble, so she dribbles it and kind of holds it up there for a second, and then a really nice crossover. Get the defender going one way, cross him back over the other.
Craig Burns paired her to Kyrie Irving in my pregame conversation with him. First free throw is made. Marissa Malcolm checked in for the Independent, and Trinity Jackson replaces O'Grady here for the Cyclones. Independence lead now is 3. Free throw here would make it 4. And it does. 9 points all in the second quarter here from Zoe Buckner-Franklin. 5'7 freshman, Boz, averages 22 a game. Jackson in the front court. Picks up her dribble. Trap comes. Needs help and just double dribbled with it. Another turnover on the Cyclones. And Dina Holmes checks back in. Coach Garnes definitely, I mean, he's gone 9 deep already. 20 seconds to go in the half. It's a 5-point Panther lead. Looks like they're going to hold for one shot here. Standing on the right wing, it's Buckner Franklin. Now she's looking to go. 5 seconds to go. Dribbles between her legs. Into the lane. Elevate. Shot. No. Out of bounds. It'll go to Riverside with 2.8 on the clock. We've seen Hallie Studer hit a half-court shot already, haven't we?
Yes, we did. It would be timely right now.
Whistler into Weiser. Taylor chucks it from half-court. No good. And we've reached halftime. Independent 25. Riverside 21. Highland Community College halftime report is next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class.
take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Farmers State Bank in Wathena has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.ffbwathena.com. Farmer State Bank in Wathena, member FDIC.
Grants Repair is your stop for AmSoil products, synthetic oils, and Interstate batteries. Also specializing in John Deere tractor repair, minor automotive, and air conditioning service. They now have a full supply of Liberty Gun Safes. Grants Repair on Highway 36, West Wathena.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Riverbend Ag Services, locally owned and operated in Wathena, Kansas, a leader in innovation and tailored agronomy solutions. They specialize in custom applied and direct fertilizer, anhydrous, crop protection, and consulting. Contact Riverbend Ag Services of Wathena.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Are you overdue for a car cleaning? Then stop by the Washina Car Wash, where they have both automatic and self-service car wash options. And if the inside of your car needs cleaning, they have vacuums available too. And if you're hungry, check out the vending machines. The Washina Car Wash in Wathena, Kansas.
KNZA.
And welcome into the Highland Community College Halftime Report here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Hanging out with Jacob Voss, courtside here in Dodge City as a 2A girls state championship game. Well, we're 16 minutes in, 16 minutes to go, and it was a tale of two quarters in this matchup. Riverside really, I want to say the word dominating in that first quarter, and the reason why, because they didn't let studs like Zoe Buckner Franklin get going. But in the second quarter, Franklin did get going. She scored 9 in that second quarter as the independent outscorers Riverside 15-8 in the frame. And now lead the Cyclones 5-4 here at the break. Presented by Highland Community College, online at highlandcc.edu. From here, you can see anywhere. Thoughts? First half thoughts before we get into our statistics.
I think Riverside did what they wanted. They were aggressive offensively. They attacked inside. Obviously, they're going to go to Taylor Weiser in the paint because that opens up everything else. Paint touches are huge for Riverside. They did that in the first half. They didn't shoot the ball bad. They just got a little stretch there where they got a little bit stagnant. Defensively, they were doing a real nice job, but you got to account for Franklin. Zoe Buckner Franklin having a heck of a ball game here for Wichita, the independent in the first half.
Scoring updates before we get into our first half stats are presented by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview, online at holthausautohouse.com. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? Earlier today, action here at 2A. Girls, third place game, Pittsburgh-St. Mary's. Colgan defeats Valley Heights 58-47. The Mustangs place fourth this season. Over in Great Bend, 1A Division II boys, third place game, Axtell 5. 80 Burger. 80 Burger defeat Dighton 80-72. Centralia girls get it done in 1A Division I, third place matchup against South Gray 58-52. Over in Salina, the Atchison boys, the Phoenix, thank you, the Phoenix hang a 60 burger. Not as good as an 80, but a 60 burger works.
60 burger's good.
They nearly doubled their outing from last night as they fell by 1 point in the semifinal. They did beat Baldwin today 61-50. Your halftime score here, 25-21. Independent leading Riverside, pacing the way for the Cyclones. No surprise here as Taylor Weiser, 12 points in the first half, 8 from Nyla Duncan, and then 1 point, a free throw for Holly Suter. No points for Abby O'Grady. No points for Ella Whistler. And that's a big story for this Riverside Cyclone team here at the break.
Well, I think what Riverside really, they got to figure out, Wichita the Independent, they've got five girls in the scoring column. Riverside just has three. Taylor Weiser and Nyla Duncan accounting for 20 of the 21 points. So Riverside's got to find some other girls to shoulder the load a little bit on the scoring side of things. Everything else is really pretty even. Riverside, they just had that one little gap where they kind of struggled a little bit from the field. But defensively, they've done a nice job. They held the Independent to 28% from the field inside the two. They were 44% beyond the arc, though. That's the thing that really got the Panthers back into this one when they were trailing and then ultimately able to take the lead, knock down some timely threes. They've hit four of them in the first half.
Turnover is not really much of a story here in this one, as it's five turnovers for the Cyclones, three for Independence. So taking care of the basketball, really, Riverside is.
Yeah, we said that was a key, and they did it. That's a lot, substantially less than what they've been doing here lately. And that you would think if you cut down those turnovers, trim them down by 70%, you're going to be in real good shape. And they are. They're only trailing four. So if they can take care of the ball in the second half, just knock down some shots, they're going to be just fine.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Report presented by Highland Community College online at highlandcc.edu. Our first half statistics are presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group with member firms NEK Tax Service of Whiting and Holton Tax Services in Holton. In Holton, see Mike Tanky, Kay Ondler, or Michelle Callison. Or in Whiting, see Courtney Brockoff or Jacob Yinks. Timeouts also in this first half were presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. What's your favorite flavor? That's the best timeout snack. Boz, I've already said what yours is for the people. But
what do you got? We never asked you that question.
Well, because I'm not a huge popcorn fan.
What's the matter with you?
There's a lot wrong with me. I don't like the feeling of it stuck in my teeth. I got gappy teeth, man. Like, I don't have straight teeth, and so... When there's gaps, that means there's stuff. I mean, shout out to my family gene line for allowing me to have that. But, you know, I'm not a huge popcorn guy. But when I do eat popcorn, I do love me some caramel.
Okay.
But
caramel popcorn?
Caramel.
Oh,
is there two A's?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. I thought there was. Two A's in a caramel popcorn. Or my wife makes some coconut oil popcorn, and we've gotten some fresh kernels from Schlegel's to pop at home. That's a good favorite of ours. As well. So thanks for asking.
Okay.
Lots of salt, though. I know the older I get, the less I'll be able to take advantage of that. So I've got to take advantage of it right now as I can. At halftime, it's 25-21, Independent leading Riverside. Anything really that you think Riverside needs to do differently here, Boz? I think they're right there.
Yeah, they are. I think they've got a nice game plan. They're doing what they need to offensively. They just got to get stops. I mean, and it's I'm kind of beating a dead horse here, but it's really – anytime you play a basketball game, you got to get stops defensively. You got to knock down shots offensively, and they're doing a nice job across the board. But 21 points here in the first half, they need to find a way to just get a little more offensive output.
They average 51. They got to get some scoring started. We got second half coming at you next. You've been listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Report here on FM 103.9 KNGA. Second half action, 2A girls state basketball. Don't go anywhere here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, Hiawatha. Get ready for a new era of connectivity as Rainbow Fiber grows right here in our community. We're switching from coaxial cables to the most future-proof network in the world, fiber optics. Our contractors from NCS are out there placing fiber cable enclosures near your coaxial cable boxes. And while they're at it, they might even hang the fiber cable drop, preparing for a seamless connection to the main line. Expect an informational packet in the mail this summer with details of our new and faster fiber internet plans along with your next steps. Rainbow, cultivating connectivity in Hiawatha with fiber internet.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Ondler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With Spots, Crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is a proud sponsor of Kansas State High School basketball coverage. The 2024 Private Treaty Bull Sale is going on now. Call or text Bruce for details. 785-845-5272.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Second half action now underway for the Riverside Cyclones. Taylor Weiser, Hallie Studer, Nyla Duncan, Ella Whistler on the floor with Abby O'Grady. And a jump ball is the first entry down low to Weiser. Is tied up between her and Holmes. It'll be a turnover on the cycle number 6 in the game.
Yeah, what you're going to start seeing, the Independent, they are collapsing. What we kind of saw Valley Heights doing last night, they're collapsing 2-3 girls on Taylor Weiser. She needs to recognize that. Look for the kick out.
DeLumu in the game at the right elbow. Cut off by Weiser. Kicks it left wing. They're now moving left to right across your dials. He flips ends of the floor here. Here's DeLumu trying to drive left lane line. Caught. Needs help. Kicks it right wing. Watch out there. That's Galbert. She's hit 3 threes in this game. Passes it off to Franklin. Now DeLumu in the left far corner. Looking to drive in the middle of the lane. Kicks it out now to Franklin. Franklin spins on Studer. Elevates. Fadeaway shot. No. Rebound ripped down by Weiser. Taylor's got her fifth board in the game.
Really good job by Hallie Studer defending Franklin.
Weiser coast to coast, and she can't get the bunny to drop. Rebound for the Panthers. Quickly down the floor. Off the window and through Kasiah Allen. And the largest lead of the game now for the Independent. It's 6, 27-21, 90 seconds into the second half. Duncan between the rings with the right-handed dribble. Kicked it to the corner now on the right side of Studer right in front of the Riverside bench. Elevation. Pass down low to Weiser. Kicks it to Whistler left wing. Ella thought about a three. She's guarded by Salumu. Dribbles with one hand, one dribble to Weisler. Now in the corner, Studer, Hallie's three, no. Rebound fought for and collected by Independent. Riverside got threes from Nyla Duncan in the first and second quarter, and Weiser won in the first, but have not hit a three since. Baseline drive, Salumu dishes it off. Nice defense by Studer to knock it out of bounds, but it stays with Independent.
The backside rotation by Hallie Studer, that was great. She was little bit late, but quick enough she could make up for it, able to knock the ball out of bounds.
Franklin will trigger it in. Inside and shot missed by Holmes, but she's fouled and will go to the line to shoot two. And right now, Boz, seems like on the offensive end, Independent just is getting anything and everything they want going at the basket.
Yeah, you're kind of go through one of those runs here, slumps defensively where you just can't get a stop.
First free throw on the way off the back rim, no. We are 2 minutes and 5 seconds into the second half, and a two-point basket by Independent is the only thing we've seen scoring-wise so far. That was from Kasiah Allen. Second free throw. This one bounces home. Up the floor quickly. Here's Studer on the right wing. Gets the top of the key. Whistler now left corner. It comes to O'Grady. Top of the key. Bounce pass to Weiser, right wing now. Duncan, inside Whistler, outside Studer, top of the key, three on the way by Taylor Weiser, no. Rebound ripped down by Kasiah Allen. Gets it off to Quincy Galbert.
Kind of a key moment, critical moment here for Riverside. You feel like momentum all in the favor of the Independent. It did get the stop right there, Taylor Weiser with the rebound.
How about a gap cyclone, huh? We need that. That's one stop on the defensive end. Outside, Whistler, Ella. Entry pass down low on the left block. It's a step through here from Taylor Weiser. Cannot get the shot to drop, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two. Weiser on the day, 3 for 6 from the free throw line. That's the first on Dina Holmes. Weiser, a 57% foul shooter. First one, short.
Somebody needs to get a bucket here for Riverside. Just break the ice, get things going offensively.
Needing a spark, trust in your senior leadership you got. Weiser at the line, second free throw. That's no good. Rebound fought for and coming right in front of us as Whistler stays it in, but it goes to the Independent. Panthers now looking to move, spinning in the lane. Kasiah Allen, her shot rejected by Weiser, and then a foul will be called. Are they going to say on the hand? Yes. First foul on Taylor. Going to send Kasiah Allen, who was just out of control, just driving in the lane and threw up a wild shot. She'll go to the stripe to shoot a pair. First one from Allen is good. Now 3 for 3 on the day. This run from Independent bends back to an 11-2 run now. Make it 12-2. They lead by 9. I think if I'm Coach Burns, I'm thinking about a timeout. You're approaching halfway through the third quarter. Riverside still has yet to score. Timeout might be a good opportunity for them just to kiss their breath. High post, free throw line flash by Weiser. Whistler in the left corner. That's too strong an air ball. Rebound backside by Franklin looking to push. Carries it maybe in the lane. Spins it off the window and the bucket. He's going to the line for an and one. Yeah, Riverside just a little out of sorts right now. Not making shots and then not getting back on defense. That's a bad recipe. Now an 11-point lead for Independent. Riverside has not scored here in the third quarter. 4:42 to go in the frame. Free throw is good. 12 points in the game now for Buckner Franklin after being shut out in the first quarter. Whistler, high post flash here, extended outside the three-point line by Weiser, and Coach Burns takes a 30-second timeout. Timeout sponsored by Legos, homegrown popcorn and whiting. What's your favorite flavor? The perfect timeout snack. We're back in 30 seconds. Independent leading by 12, 4:32 to go in the third.
For more than 5 decades, Engavin Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engavin Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state.
Greenbelt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Greenbelt Insurance. Online at GreenbeltInsurance.com and Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the Coach Burns timeout, 4:32 to go in the third quarter. It's Independent 33, Riverside 21. Independent on an extended run now. It dates all the way back. It's a 14-2 run. They're up right now by 12. Here in the third quarter, it's 8-0 scoring in the frame. Studer with the basketball. O'Grady on the left wing, driving to the free throw line. A lot of contact, no whistle. Outside Weiser, so fire three, swatted away by Independent and picked up by Franklin. Franklin pushing it up the floor, kicked in the right corner. Three on the way by Allen is good.
Wow, the floodgates have opened for Wichita Independent. They're just firing also on all cylinders offensively, and Riverside just cannot buy a bucket.
Nyla Duncan, she's fouled, and will go to the line for two. Aggressive take that time by the 5'2" sophomore. Got 8 in the game. And, I mean, again, Riverside is looking for the first point here in this third quarter.
Yeah, they just, you know, sometimes when things aren't going well, you want to get to the foul line, knock down some shots, and Riverside finally does. Nyla Duncan able to knock that one down.
He went 6 for 6 from the foul line in the fourth quarter yesterday against Valley Heights. Makes the first. One more here. That's off the back rim, no, and rebound capped out of bounds from Weiser. I like the idea. You see that a lot, especially in the college ranks, of just tipping the rebound instead of grabbing it. Nobody home, though. It goes out of bounds to the Independent. 14-point lead here by the Panthers that have just exploded here in the second half. It's an 11-1 run to begin the second half for Independent. Franklin spins in the lane, kicks it to the right corner. Salumu, a long two. Her foot was on the line. They're going to call it a three. That should have been a two. But it's a three for her, her first point in the game, and now it's 39-22. Duncan up the floor, dribbles to the free throw line, and needs some help. Kicks it out, Studer, out to Whistler. Ella, between the rings, out to Studer. They'll reset offense here with 3:20 to go here in the third. Weiser in the lane. There she's fouled, and she'll go to the line for two.
You know, one thing that's happened here in the second half, you'll notice Taylor Weiser, typically she gets she'll post up really deep in the paint. For some reason this game, and probably the fact that
being a home 6'2 post player is pushing her away. She's not able to get position as low. She's operating about 7-8 feet away from the basket. Weiser's struggles continue from the foul line, Buzz. She's now missed 5 straight. One more here for Taylor. That one's good. First point in the second half. Riverside's got 2 points in the frame. A free throw from Duncan, a free throw from Weiser. That's it. Here's Franklin. My goodness. They can't miss. They are just shooting at an unbelievable rate here in the second half. 41-23 is the lead, and Duncan, she's fouled. Nyla Duncan, she's energizing, buddy. Dylan, you look at her demeanor right now. She is fired up. And that's going to be the third on Kasia Allen, so she'll have to come out of the game. And Independence starting to get a little bit of foul trouble here. Can the Cyclones get back into this game here in the third quarter, push it to the fourth, and maybe foul trouble will come back to bite the Panthers? No matter what happens, the Riverside Cyclones have got to score the basketball, and here's Weiser. Ball picked away, and up the floor it goes. Easy lay-in from Galbert is good. Turnover on the Cyclones, run out for the Panthers, and it's a 20-point game. Weiser in the front court at the right elbow free throw line, drives right lane line, fouls, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Free throws, free throws, free throws. That's the 15th foul on the Independent. 2:29 to go in the quarter. You can do it here.
Yes, I think Riverside, just they've got to continue to be aggressive. They're in a situation right now where they're going to shoot free throws for quite a while.
Weiser makes the first. I got that as the second on Zoe Buckner Franklin. I had her with a foul in the first quarter. I'm going to have to go back and double check here. Yeah, she did have one, so that is her second. Up on the board, that's only got two.
Go, Taylor.
Second one is good.
Knock down two in a row.
Brings it back to 18.
Need a stop.
Got to get a stop. Just string a few stops here together. Saluma with the dribble. Drives on the baseline. Kicks it out. Franklin steps behind the three-point line. Wide open. Del Muro layup. Oh, it's no good. Back out of bounds to Riverside. No, it'll stay with Independent. An easy bunny from Del Muro. Tapped out, they'll say it's off of Weiser. Second opportunity here for Independent. Saluma outside Franklin. Crossover dribble. Down to Saluma on the right block. Reverse layup, and she's fouled by Taylor Weiser. They'll say with the body. That's her second. Saluma to the line to shoot two.
And the ball went inside. They got Taylor. She bit on the head fake. She left her feet, left Salumo able to take one dribble, get to the rim.
First toss is nothing but net for Salumo. Jackson goes in for Riverside. Whistler comes out. She joins Studer, O'Grady, Duncan, and Weiser on the floor. Second toss from Salumu is good. They're unable to get some defensive stops right now of the Cyclones. Up the floor, Abby O'Grady on the left wing. She's been quiet today. In the lane, Weiser spins. Euro step off the window. How about you? Taylor Weiser doing everything she can right now, but it's got to start on the defensive end here for the Cyclones.
Yeah, there's a minute 45 left here in the third. They need to get a couple stops, try to just get back in this game.
Independent, Franklin kicks in the corner. Salumu, three on the way. No, that's one stop. Rebound ripped down. Here comes Duncan. Nyla, right lane line, looking to be aggressive. She's fouled and will go to the line to shoot two.
I love it. Nyla Duncan, you look at her eyes. She was about at half court and didn't look anywhere other than just the rim. You could tell he was going to go all the way to the rim, about half court out.
Nyla will go to the line to shoot two, where on the day she's 1 for 2. 9 points in the game. This one's short. Second personal on Chelsea Del Muro. Got second toss. That one's good. Duncan's in double figures with 10 to join Weiser. Navaz, the only players that have scored for Riverside. Weiser and Duncan. Callie Studer does have a free throw, but no other field goals by anybody else.
Yeah, typically, you know, Abby O'Grady, she's going to find a way to get a couple buckets. She really hasn't been a factor offensively.
Franklin in the front court, 109 to go here in this third. 17-point lead for Independence. Salumu, step through, travel.
Independence not going to be happy about that because that's really the same move that Taylor Weiser had a second ago to score.
That's two stops in a row.
Yep.
Now defensively for the Cyclones. Full court pressure being applied here by Independent. Studer in the front court. Baseline drive. Hallie layup. No. Too strong.
Oh, good opportunity for Studer. She got to the rim, got tripped, and had a little extra momentum when she tried to shoot.
Independent got it. It's Franklin with a left-handed dribble guarded by Nyla Duncan. Duncan comes out to pick her up. 35 seconds to go in the quarter. They're looking to hold for one shot. But Duncan coming out to apply some pressure. Seeing if she can get a 5-second count started. There it goes. Three. They cut the count back off as Franklin dribbles it away from her. 20 seconds to go here now. Duncan giving chase. Kicks the top of the key to Lumu. Drives down the left lane line, extending the forearm. No whistle. And a timeout by Coach E.J. Darns of Independent. 13.4 seconds remaining here in the third. It's 45-28 Independent. We're back in 30 seconds after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
KNZA.
Timeout sponsored by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It's a perfect timeout snack. Out of the timeout from Independent, they have the basketball. 10 seconds to go in the third. Kicking out top of the key, Salumu looking to drive left lane line on Weiser. Layup is good. And an offensive foul will be called on Salumu, who took that charge. Guess who? Hallie Studer, who took two yesterday.
One of the smallest players on the court taking a charge on one of the biggest players from Independent. That takes some guts to step in there and hold your ground knowing you're going to get hit.
5 seconds, that's a third foul on Salumu. 17-point lead. 3 seconds to go here in the corner. Studer. Cross half court. She'll fire at the buzzer. No, we've reached the end of the third quarter. Riverside trailing Independent 45-28. The lead got up to as much as 20. We ended the fourth quarter. A lot of work to do for the Cyclones. We got a 1 minute timeout. 2A state title will be crowned in the next 8 minutes of game time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Needing a custom shirt design and wanting to shop local? Then be sure to contact Annie Jensen with Dreamy Designs. We offer embroidery and screen printing for businesses, schools, or individual orders. Be sure to stop in and see us to see how we can help you with your custom design. Dreamy Designs is located at 311 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. You can also give us a call at 785-850-0024. Thank you, Riverside, for your continued support of our business, and best of luck to the Lady Cyclones.
Kansaland Radio.
Time to bust out the lucky 10, Boz. It's a big-time fourth quarter. The Cyclones, and that's got to make up ground. They trail 17 points as they begin the fourth quarter of action. Jacob Boz, courtside here. 2A girls state championship game. Riverside and Wichita Independent. Independent leading 45-28. Seth Tollison back at our studios. That ball is deflected out of bounds off of Independent. It'll stay Cyclone basketball. Resetting your lineups now, Hallie Studer, Abby O'Grady, Trinity Jackson with Nyla Duncan and Taylor Weiser. And a third quarter buzz, just 7 points for the Cyclones, struggling to shoot from the field. Here's down low, Weiser on the right block, steps up through, bank shot, no, and a lot of contact. And Weiser, who doesn't show a lot of emotion too often, shows some there.
Yeah, she's just getting frustrated. There's a lot of contact. Really haven't been calling much of it today.
Salumu's shot missed. Fight for the rebound. Salumu saves it in, though. Right to Franklin. It kicks top of the key. Three on the way. No. Head faking it with Kasiah Allen. She gives it off to Galbert on the left wing, and they'll burn some clock here.
Yeah, Coach Garn's pleading to his girls. Just pull the ball out. We don't need to be in a hurry.
Franklin into the lane. Scoop shot off the window. Oh, my goodness.
He's just a heck of a player. He's got great body control around the rim. She's had, you know, it's funny, you get a lot of players get to the rim, but then they can't finish. And Galvis has done a nice job of finishing at the rim.
Duncan drives into the lane. Again, a lot of contact. The faithful of Riverside, not happy. Dish, layup, good. Galbert, she's got 13. And this is going the wrong direction in a hurry. 21-point lead now for Independent. Jackson on the left wing. 6:25 to go here in this one. Down low goes to Weiser, corner, Studer, three, no, rebound, fought for, and taken by Salumu. Franklin looking to drive baseline, kicks in the corner, three on the way by Kasiah Jackson, no, again, a head fake, and she'll keep running offense.
Well, she wants to pull the trigger, too, but Coach Garnes is saying, hey, let's just pull it out.
Salumu, oh, what a swat by Weiser, but they're going to call her for the body. Again, they've let a lot worse go in this game, and they'll call that one there as Weiser stuffs Dina Holmes. But they'll say she got her with the body. That's the third on Taylor. Going to send Holmes to the line for two. We're obviously partial.
We're very partial. I hate that call. It's Taylor had a fantastic block, and her body was 3 feet away from the body of the offensive player. You can't tell me that she got her with the body. I hate that.
Well, missing the first free throw is Holmes, so in retrospect, that's the benefit. O'Grady comes out. Whistler back in, and then an offensive rebound on the second missed free throw, and Whistler picks up a quick foul. One of the smallest girls on the floor, Quincy Galbert, 5'6". Flips by both Taylor Weiser and Ella Whistler to get that rebound. 49-28, 5:53 to go in this 2A state title game. Saluma lays it off the window on a beautiful entry pass from Franklin, and this lead is now the largest of the game of 23. Here's Weiser at the rack. She's fouled and will go to the line for two. That's on Saluma. That's going to be her fourth, so they're going to call it on Holmes after third. 5:40 to go. 23-point Panther lead. Free throw from Weiser. Spins home. So it took 2 minutes and 19 seconds for the Cyclones to get their first point of this quarter. It took them nearly 4 minutes in the third quarter to get their first point. One more free throw from Weiser. It's good.
Kind of been the story of this game for Riverside. They just haven't been able to score and get things going early in the quarter.
Saluma, left corner to Dale Muro. Back out to Saluma. Left block, layup, miss, rebound, Weiser. And she's fouled as they're going to get a hook and hold maybe here on Malcolm as Marissa was battling with Weiser. That's the second team foul. Franklin comes back in. So here we go, 5:20 to go in this one. 21-point lead for Independent. Down low to Weiser. Taylor loses the handle on it. It's knocked out of bounds off Independent.
You know, the thing is, Independent, they're sagging in the lane because they know Riverside's trying to go at Taylor Weiser. You almost want to get a little ball fake inside and then a quick swing around the perimeter because there's open shooters, but it's got to be quick.
Weiser's got it, top of the key, dribbles to the left elbow, picks up her dribble, now needs help. left wing to Jackson. Nearly throws it away, but Weiser chases it down. Now Studer drives baseline, kicks out Whistler. Ellis drives to the right elbow. Needs help now, picks up her dribble, and tries to find Duncan. Nyla able to track it down. She's guarded tightly by Kasiah Allen. 4:56 to go in the ball game. Duncan needs help and a foul here as Kasiah Allen just all up in Nyla Duncan. That's going to be the fourth on Kasiah Allen. And Coach Garner says, I'm going to pull you out. She shook him off, said, nope, I'm staying.
Well, the Panthers, they've been incredibly aggressive defensively. You notice where Riverside's operating a large part of their offense, and that's a long ways from the basket.
Nice entry that time for Whistler to Weiser, who banks it home. A nice little entry from the sideline. And it's 51-32. Coach Burns takes a timeout. Presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. We're back in 30 seconds. Independent up 51-32, 4:50 to go in the game.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field-tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
51-32, 4:48 to go in this one. Independent leading Riverside. The Cyclones had a lead early by as many as five, but 13-10 at the end of the first quarter. But since then, it's been all Independent. They lead 51-32 out of the Coach Burns timeout. 4:40 to go, and the string of stops has to start right now for the Cyclones if they want to get back into this ball game. Studer, Duncan, Jackson, Weiser, and Whistler. Down low, shot rejected by Weiser, caught back in there by Holmes, and she lost the handle of it out of bounds. Looks like the same rejection as earlier.
It really did. I mean, that was identical, but that time, Weiser able to get the block.
Taylor spots up for three as well, Boz, and buries it. She's got 24 now in the game.
A little comeback. 4:15 left in the ball game. There's plenty of time, but it's got to happen quick. And right now, the Independent, they're just very okay with operating about 40 feet away from the basket.
And you got to get a stop soon. 4:04 to go. Franklin down low, home. She's fouled and will go to the line to shoot two. That was on Hallie Studer, just her first. Holmes of the line struggled a little bit today, but buries the first. Seventh free throw attempt. She's 3 for 6 so far. They get 4 of 7. Duncan across the timeline. Spins at the top of the key, dribbles into the lane, scoop shot, no, hits the deck hard, and is slow to get up. Jackson picks up Del Muro off the Salumu. Now left wing, in the corner it goes to Franklin. 3:40 to go, 18-point lead for the Panthers. Down low, Salumu, turnaround, Jay won't drop, rebound ripped down by Weiser. 3:30 to go. Riverside got to go. Kennedy Jackson. Trying to drive baseline, gets it out to Weiser. Taylor's got to either pull up or get rid of it. She pulls up. That one's in and out. Rebound, Ella Whistler. Go back up with it, Ella. She does, and she's fouled, and she'll go to the line for two. The first shot attempt for Ella Whistler today.
Yeah, Ella, she just hasn't had a whole lot of opportunities, and really, the Independent, their defense on her has been outstanding. They saw the game the other day. They saw her knock down some threes early.
Two free throws here. First one good. Second one, no good. Rebound to Salumu. Independent looking to push it up the floor. Now they'll pull it back out. 3:09 to go in this one. 17-point lead for the Panthers. Weiser digging in on Salumu. She drives to the rack and gets the bucket and the foul. Go to the line to try and make this a 20-point game.
You know, the one thing for Wichita the Independent, they've got really good guards. Every one of their guards, they can handle the ball, they can shoot the ball, and it really puts a lot of pressure on their defense.
Free throw is good. She's got 10 now in the game, does Salumu. You got her with 10, Allen with 9, Holmes with 7, Franklin in the game with 16, Galbert with 13. Very balanced. Weiser in the lane, and they're going to call a travel here on Taylor. Tried to get the old Euro step, but maybe an extra one. And Coach Burns wants a timeout, and he's going to take a 30-second break. 2:50 to go. It's a 20-point lead for Independent, and we're going to keep this one here. Timeout's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. And at this point in the ballgame, Boz, is your head coach, Craig Burns, what are you telling your kids?
We just want to finish strong.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a 20-point game, 2:50 left. You want to do some good things here down the stretch. And, you know, they just – Riverside has not played a bad game. They just – offensively, they went stagnant for a long, extended period of time. They had 13 points in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of fell apart for them. They just weren't able to make any shots. And when that happens, it just kind of – it led to some runouts for Independent. They got some easy buckets. And all of a sudden that – lead that they had at the end of the first quarter, it vanished in a hurry,
yeah.
And then it just nothing has slowed down the Panthers since then.
56-36, 2:50 to go. Our timeouts again presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. And there's a positive thing to look at so far. I mean, Taylor Weiser, we said earlier, she's going to get hers.
Yep.
She's at 24 in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the scoring, it's just, you know, is it the Independent defense or is it just struggles on the offensive end for Riverside right now as only two players have made a field goal for the Cyclones?
Well, I think that's partly a credit to Independent defense. I mean, I think they had a really good scout on this. Try to limit Taylor Weiser, which I don't know that you could say 20 over 20 points is the limit, but they know that she's going to score. So what they did a nice job of was eliminating everybody else scoring.
Is a turnover by the Panthers and the Cyclones looking to push Studer across the timeline. Right wing to Duncan. Nyla in the corner to Studer. Salumu comes out on her. Drives baseline. Hallie shot up. No, but she's fouled and will go to the free throw line.
Yeah, aggressive drive by Hallie Studer. Getting to the rim and stops the clock. See if you can get a couple free throws here.
Sounds like you might have made some people frustrated from yesterday speaking to Studer.
I'm just, you know, I was told, somebody told me she was the best Studer to come out of Riverside.
First free throw off the mark.
And I've heard that there were some other shooters that were pretty good from a long time ago. I mean, we got a little conversation going on from about a 40-year span of who's the best shooter.
Yeah. Second toss from Hallie is good. She's got two in the game. Well, you got seniors, Hallie Studer, Abby O'Grady, and Taylor Weiser for the Cyclone team. And it looks like it's going to end back-to-back years with a runner-up finish at the state tournament. Here's Salumu trying to drive in on Weiser. Kicked it out, picked up right in the front court, off to Kasiah Allen, and now Salumu on the right wing. Timeout, Coach Garner, excuse me, he's up by 19, wants to talk this over. It's a full timeout. Timeout's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer, too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
KNZA.
Back here at Dodge City. 56-37, Independent leading Riverside by 19 with 2:07 to go. Jake and Boz hanging courtside. Final broadcast of the year, Bozzy. And
yeah,
it's been a good run down here at Dodge City for the second straight year of having some really good programs down here. Just today, Independent, they came out in that third quarter. They did not miss.
Yeah, they were absolutely on fire, and that they were a little bit ahead at that point. That just gave them a big separation. Yeah, only up by four at halftime, but Riverside only shot south of 15% in that quarter. Yeah, 14.3 maybe. And then in that same exact quarter, Independent, they shot 60%. Yeah. So a big difference right there for sure. Independent's just kind of dribbling right now across the perimeter, working some offense, and Coach Garn is going to do a substitution timeout here just to get substitutions in the game. A minute 28 to go. This game is at hand, and Independent is going to avenge a loss to this Riverside team from a season ago at the state tournament as well. Cyclones right now, as they've got, again, a lot to be proud of.
Absolutely.
23-2 this year. Second place in the Big 7 League. Only losses coming into the state tournament was to Nemaha Central, who won the league for the seventh straight year.
Yep.
And just ran into a very, very good Independent team that is young. I mean, good heavens. They lose one kid from this roster.
Yeah, they're really, just really
Independent.
Young.
And that senior is Salumu. And I'm taking nothing away from Salumu, but she's not the brightest crayon in this box that we're talking about here.
Yeah.
You got Quincy Galbert, who's a sophomore. You've got Dina Holmes, who's a sophomore. You've got Kasiah Allen, who's a freshman. You got Zoe Buckner Franklin, who's a freshman. I mean, this roster is loaded.
Yeah, they could find themselves in the state tournament for the next several years for sure.
Allie Studer gets checked out of this game, gets a warm ovation from the Riverside faithful as Salumu goes 2 for 2 from the line. And coming into the game will be Carmen Baldwin. She's going to replace, or check that, that's Tayana Hewins, and she's going to replace Abby O'Grady. And it's just a matter of time before Taylor Weiser will be checked out of this game. That's two of the three seniors for the Cyclones getting their opportunity to say thanks. Weiser wants to get one more three opportunity. That one's missed, but ripped down on the rebound by Ella Whistler. Duncan, she'll fire a left wing three. That's no good. Rebound ripped down by Independence Marissa Malcolm. And Ebony Alvarez will go to the scorer's table, likely to replace Taylor Weiser. Independent just working the basketball around the perimeter. 50 seconds to go in the game, and she traveled with it. Alvarez will check in. Taylor Weiser will go out. And a great career by Taylor Weiser. Her final game in the white and baby blue. I can look up and see mom and dad right now, and bittersweet moment, no doubt.
It is the toughest thing. I remember that. My daughter graduated with a loss. It's tough.
Ella Whistler banks in a shot up about 8 feet away to make this a 19-point game. 30 seconds, all that remains. When you look at the accolades of this team, especially with those three seniors, they've been playing together, I think they said, since third, fourth grade. You got two of those kids going to the next level to play some sort of athletics. Turnover here on Independent with 10 seconds to go. See if the Cyclones can get up one more shot. Duncan has it with 5. Right corner. Riverside faithful saying, shoot it. Instead, they just throw it, and that's your final. Independent, your state champions, 58-39. We'll talk more in depth about these kids from Riverside. And a look back at this season as they come just short, 58-39. Independent, they are your state champions on the girls' side here in Class 2A. Our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show is next here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus?
simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Kansaland Radio.
And welcome back to our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. When you need to buy or sell, use the best in the business online at beoutdoors.com or call them at 1-800-599-LAND today. We'll have our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha player to bank on here in just a little bit as both teams are being recognized with their medals and their trophies. Riverside brings home their second straight state runner-up trophy as they fall today 58-39 to Wichita Independent. The Panthers improved 22-3 on the season. Riverside falls to a final record of 23-3. On the year, just another great season for the Cyclone team. And the, I guess you would just honestly just say the trio that really built the foundation for this run for the Riverside Cyclone and built the foundation. You know, Craig Burns, coach for Riverside, gave a great shout out to the previous coach, Ken Stillman, who worked with this crew in the freshman and sophomore classes for them and kind of helped build that foundation with that trio. And Craig Burns comes in, gets these three girls, builds this program around them as well, because you've got Nyla Duncan playing big-time minutes, Ella Whistler playing big-time minutes as well as Trinity Jackson. But this team is going to look a lot different next year with the departure of Taylor Weiser, Allie Studer, and Abby O'Grady, the three seniors that end their time with the baby blue and white with the Riverside Cyclones here this season, falling short here in the state title game. Oz, your thoughts of the game and the season as a whole for the Cyclones?
Yeah, it was a fantastic season. You always hate to finish the season with a loss, and you feel for the seniors. I don't do well when I see people crying. And it's a tough deal when you see these girls. They just, and it's any athlete, the teams that we cover, we get to know them, and you see the effort, the energy, just the full commitment from these kids. And when it ends, it's just, it's tough. But I think Riverside's had a fantastic season. Nothing to be down about. I mean, you go back-to-back second place finishes at state. You're top two teams in the entire state 2 years in a row.
Yeah. I mean, that's something that, again, that you just don't see very often, right? That's not something that teams, you go across the state, you're looking at Claflin, you're looking at some of these programs that, Riverside was in those conversations, similar to them. And when you look at the history of those teams, what got them to that point, what got them to all those opportunities, you got to look at the work that went in the offseason. You got to look at the work that went in. Thank you. They're just taking a team picture in front of us, and I was standing up. I don't want to be in the background of that.
No.
Should we hide underneath the table?
Yeah, I am. Maybe.
but that's what you talk about when you talk about a team that makes deep pushes back-to-back years like this. And, you'd like to think that okay, next year, can they build on this? And you look at the team that is leaving, a Taylor Weiser that averages a double-double. How do you replace that? And Carmen Baldwin, coach has talked about her as a girl that needs to step up next season for them, as well as Nyla Duncan. She's got to continue to progress as a sophomore. But you're going to lean heavily on Trinity Jackson. You're going to lean heavily on Ella Whistler, Nyla Duncan. Those are some of the girls that this program is going to have to continually see step in to replace the shoes of the big three for Riverside.
Yeah, it is, and that's a tough task. I mean, it's going to anytime you're building a program, it, you know, your success doesn't necessarily you don't better yourself. Excuse me. While you're in the season, it takes a little while to get things built up again.
Hey, we're gonna be joined here by a few of these Riverside girls here really quickly, because they deserve it. They deserve the recognition and the honor and the opportunity to talk. Yeah, have a seat, Taylor. I wanted to bring you on. First off, thanks for coming over. I know this did not end how you wanted it to end, but tell me about your season and your career that you've had here at Riverside. You guys have done something that no one's ever seen in Riverside history. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. It just shows, especially us seniors, that, I mean, we've started out with a losing season, and we've just taken these 4 years and built a good program.
You guys have really set the foundation for what the future of Riverside could be, and you're a massive part of that. What's it been like for you? I know you three have been playing together for a long time. What's it like to make it back to state tournament and come home with more hardware with these two girls sitting behind you?
It's good to come back again. You know, this is what we were working for this season, and obviously second place isn't what we wanted, but we got to the championship, which
yes.
is good.
There's only a few teams, Taylor, that end up in this realm, you know, every single year. You've done it 2 years in a row. I know it stings right now, but I promise you that the sun comes up tomorrow, you're going to look back, and these are the best times of your life. I can promise you that. What are you going to take away from playing at Riverside High School with these girls that were on this team and for Coach Burns?
Obviously, the memories. I mean, not just on the court, but, like, bus rides and, like, in the hotel this week, you know, just all the fun times that I have with my teammates.
Are you able to tell us about any of the fun times at the hotel, Taylor? Like, come on, what was going on there? What was so fun about it?
I don't even know.
Put her on the spot.
I do, but I had to get a laugh out of her, you know. Taylor, you're going to go play for the Mules next year. What's that like for you to be able to continue playing the sport that you love?
It's great. I mean, to get an opportunity to play for four more years at the next level, I'm excited.
Okay, well, thanks for taking some time. I want you to go, you know, get with your family and get that embrace from mom and dad. I got to talk with your parents a lot this week. Bob, yeah. You got anything for Taylor?
No, just great job and a heck of a season.
Thank you.
Taylor, thanks a lot for coming over. Congratulations. All right, we're going to be joined now next by whoever wants to step up. Hallie is going to grab the headset. And Hallie, same thing I said to Taylor. I know this isn't the way you wanted it to end, the way you wanted it to finish. But it's something to be said about placing top two years in a row that you should be proud of. I know this is a tough way to end it, but what is going to stick out to you when you look back on your time here at Riverside?
The chemistry that we all have, you know, growing up with Taylor and Abby since the third grade, like, it's been great, and I couldn't be more grateful.
You know, Boz made a comment because we were informed that you're the best suitor to come out of Donovan County, and I know that kind of shook
ruffled feathers.
Yeah, across the area. What do you have to say for yourself about that?
I mean, my dad's been saying it, but, you know, he still thinks he's the best, so I learned everything from him.
Oh, that's right. That's a good answer. Hey, your senior season, basketball, has come to an end. I know you're playing next level for softball, going to Missouri State, but what's it been like? You mentioned these three girls, but this last 2 years, this run you guys have been on, you built a foundation going forward for Riverside. How important is it for you to know that you're a part of that massive foundation that's been set?
It's really important. You know, everybody kind of looked down on Riverside, and we showed them last year that we deserve to be here, and we deserve it this year, too. So setting that for the girls coming up as they go through our next seniors coming up, I just hope that what we left behind shows everybody else that we still can do it.
Any advice that you would give anybody listening right now that's a young girl that's like, I want to play basketball, and I want to play for Riverside because of what you've done, what would you tell someone that came up to you and asked you if they should play basketball?
I would say 100% go for it. You know, just be competitive, give it all out on the court, show some heart, and, just be really competitive. That's how I've always played.
Competitive is definitely one of your greatest strengths, and your defensive prowess was so fun to watch. again, I'm sorry that you fell short today, but a great season, a great career. Congratulations.
Thanks
to you.
Thanks so much.
Hallie Studer of the Riverside Cyclones. Again, check her out at Ball Diamond near you this spring. As she's just 10 home runs away, I think, or 11 from a school record in softball. Being joined now by Abby O'Grady. Abby, again, like I said to the other girls, I'm sorry it ended up this way for you guys. I know you wanted to get that ship, but tell me about what it's been like playing with these two for the last 10 years of your life.
It's really special. Like, we have a lot of chemistry, and we've built that chemistry over the years. It feels like home playing with them. Whenever Hallie was off the court with her ankle injury, it just didn't feel right. And as soon as she stepped in that game at Chef State, everything felt right. The whole team knew it. It just, us three, it's a special chemistry.
Is there anything that sticks out to you from your career here at Riverside of memories, and you're like, man, I'm going to hang on to this for the rest of my life?
There's definitely a lot of memories. I mean, with the team overall, a lot, especially with Craig coming in, coaching these last 2 years, there's definitely special memories. I don't know if there's many I could share because
yeah. he did that earlier. He put Taylor on the spot, too. She said she was nervous, and here you're throwing that at her.
I'm just saying, I mean, the folks want to know. Okay, that's all right.
You got anything, Buzz, for
No, just a heck of a job. I was waiting, you know, it was a tough night tonight, and man, that's a good Wichita Independent team, but go back the other night when you nailed, I don't know, what, three threes in a row. We were going crazy over here. You know, what's it feel like? Just kind of describe those feelings when you get hot like that.
It is indescribable. You just feel, in the moment, you're just fired.
Love it.
It feels so good.
Abby, great senior year, great career at Riverside. And, again, congratulations on this run. What's it mean to you to be a part of the foundation that has now been set for Riverside girls basketball?
It feels so good, you know, being able to go to the school and look at the banners, the only two banners that are going to be up there for a while, I feel like. Or, I mean, you got them next year, but to see those banners up there and know that I made a part of that, that feels really special.
Abby, thanks for taking some time. I want you to go ahead and go get back with your teammates and your family. Again, great career, great season, a great run here at State.
Thank you.
Abby O'Grady from Riverside, our final player here in our Be Outdoors Real Estate post game. We've got Coach Burns coming up here in just a second, and then we will send it off back to Seth Tollefson back at the studios, who's been having some long days. And Dan Glenn, I got to tell you, we got a lot of great people that work here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Seth had to board up two games simultaneously.
What's got you?
Man, he's the GOAT,
yeah,
of running games for sure. So big shout out to you, Seth. We're going to get you on Silver Lake Lady Eagle basketball. We'll be tipping off here in about 45 minutes from now.
Coach Burns got grabbed with by a newspaper, so he's having to give some comments to somebody else.
Well, while we wait for him, yeah, Let's go ahead and do our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha player to bank on here tonight, Bob.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that you can go away from Taylor Weiser as the player of the game. She had 24 points tonight, 8 boards, not quite a double-double, but she was aggressive offensively, and you know, she's somebody that sees double teams, triple teams. Valley Heights quadruple teamed her, you know, last night. So she sees everything that the defense is going to throw at her, and she's still able to put up ridiculous numbers scoring. And you know, I always have a hard time picking one player, but, you know, today I'm going to give a little honorable mention to Nyla Duncan. She was the only other player in double figures for Riverside, and, you know, there had to be some other ones step up for him. Nyla had a pretty good game today as well.
So our Citizens State Bank Trust Company, downtown Hiawatha, player of the game, Taylor Weiser, finishing with 24 points, 8 rebounds. Let's go into your final statistics tonight now, presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group with member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, and the NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Courtney Brockhoff and Jacob Yink. Tax time is now, and you've only got a month until your taxes are due. Most appointments are probably taken up by this point.
Yeah.
Better hurry up if you don't have your appointment.
I called the other day. I had to reschedule my appointment. They said, no, we're booked solid.
Final statistics tonight, Taylor Weiser, 24 points, 8 rebounds. Nyla Duncan, 10 points in the ball game as well. And then 3 points for Ella Whistler and 2 for Hallie Studer. Whistler, only other player aside from Weiser and Duncan with a field goal in the ball game. That's Riverside for the game. Just shot a low percentage compared to what they've done, 27% from the field in this ball game. 54%, 13 for 24 from the free throw line, compared to 18 for 21 from the line for Independent. That's 85%. They shot 40% from the field and 47% from 3 points. But the best game of the state tournament, turnover-wise, for the Cyclones, man, they took care of the basketball well tonight. 7 turnovers on the night. Just the shots weren't dropping here this evening. Those are your look at your final statistics, again, presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group with member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton and Whiting has NEK Tax Services as well. Joined now by head coach Craig Burns. Coach, I know this isn't the way that you wanted this season to come to a close, but congratulations on a great run for the second straight year here at State.
Yeah, it's not the way we wanted to end it, but, you know, we're proud of what we did this season. You know, so tip the hat to them.
Yep.
You know, you come and battle, and who makes shots?
Yeah.
And they made shots and took care of the ball. And they won the game, so yeah, couldn't win.
Doesn't take anything away from this season for your squad, though, Coach. Only 3 losses on the year. Once you get to the state tournament, man, I mean, if everybody is playing their best basketball, but 2 straight years, you're a top 2 team in the state. Never been done in program history. What's the foundation like right now for Riverside basketball? Because now that this has been laid, especially with that trio of seniors that we just talked to, Hallie Studer, Abby O'Grady, and Taylor Weiser, what does that mean? To have this foundation set?
It's great because, like you said, you said foundation. You know, sometimes you can come in and you don't have that good foundation. You know, and as they say, when you build something, you want to have something built on a solid rock, and you don't want to build on sand. So I think what they're going to lead the program is going to be on solid rock. We have young girls that are looking up to them, want to play ball, and we have an 8th grade class that's coming in to be freshmen, and they look like a really good team, so
yeah.
Group. So I think we have something set in stone for the future.
As you look at the future, you know you got quality minutes from kids that are going to be in the program, but I want to talk about these 3 seniors. What's it been like for you getting to coach Hallie Studer, Abby O'Grady, and Taylor Weiser specifically?
It's great. Abby's one of those that a lot of times I don't even know she's out on the court, you know, and that's not saying nothing bad. It's just that she's usually always in the right spot. She's, you know, I don't have to look out there and say, who let that basket go? Because she's usually right there. She's always wanting to do the right thing. And last year at the beginning, once they started believing, yeah, she was locked in to what we wanted to do on defense. So that was great. Then you have Hallie. She's just a warrior. I mean, and, you know, I asked her last night, I said, can you keep 15 in front of me? She said, yes, you know. And even though you might not believe it, but she's going to try to do it. So
yeah.
She did an excellent job. And but I told her, somebody with that much skill, it's hard to just keep them in front of you all the time. And then you go to Taylor, and she's just skilled with her height, and she's going to have a great career at Central Missouri State, as well as Hallie in softball.
Yeah.
I look forward to watching them on TV or going and checking them out live. But they all going to have good careers, and they all going to become great citizens in the community and wherever they go to live. So they're great ladies.
And I want to end this with you with this last thing. You mentioned community, and you mentioned the people that drove, what was it, 540 miles?
354.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. 540 miles. That's too much. I mean, maybe I'm thinking round trip almost.
That sounds good, though.
Yeah.
Next time it'd be 600.
That's right.
A long way.
That's right. So, but the community coming out, showing out the support physically here, but everybody back at home listening right now on 103.9, this is an important thing for your community to feel that involvement. What have you seen from the community and how it's brought them closer? Through a simple thing like high school girls basketball.
That is so great. You know, you have people volunteering and buying the dinners for us when we're here and just coming up and telling us congratulations. I mean, people all over, you know, just on Facebook, just saying, hey, ladies, go Ladies Cyclones. We're supporting you. We're praying for you. And we felt all that, you know. I mean, we have some good players, but we do have some spots that we have to cover up. And the girls played hard, and they supported us all the way. We We just wish we could have brought them home the trophy that would have really, really put the ice, the cherry on the cake.
Yeah.
But we did.
That's all right, because, again, banners are going to be hung. They're the only banners in the gym. Coach, you've been a massive part of that. Thank you so much for taking some time with us this week. Again, we're big Cyclones fans. We're sorry it didn't end the way that we wanted it to, but take nothing away from a great season, a great run here at State. State travels back to you, sir, and again, thanks so much for letting us be along for the ride.
Hey, appreciate you guys, man. You guys do a great job, and just love what you guys do for Northeast Kansas sports, man. You cover everything. You do, you know, great calls on the games and interviews. Just appreciate it, and God bless
you. All right. Coach Craig Burns, thank you again, sir. That's going to wrap it up for us here from Dodge City as, once again, your final score, 58-39, Independent take down Riverside, but the Cyclones coming back with second place here at the 2A Girls State Basketball Tournament. For our great producer back at the studio, Seth Tollefson, for my partner, Chris Boswell, this is Jake Spaulding saying so long from Dodge City, as you have Valley Heights placing fourth, Riverside placing second. We'll see if a state title can come home to Silver Lake. That tip-off with Brandon Tabman is just about a half an hour away from now, right here on your local sports authority, FM 103.9. KNZA Hiawatha. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.
This has been High School Basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.